My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I would say definitely grateful. That's probably the best word to use. Grateful just to have the trust of the coaches. But I would say it was kind of like a switch, because there's still a lot left to be done. A lot left to prove, not to only me, but my teammates now, because I'm given that opportunity to be on this team to help this team win. So, yeah, it's... in this league, there's no security, so I just keep coming out here, putting work in every day, put good stuff on tape, and do everything I can to help the team win.
When you think back to the spring and you're just an invitee here, did you even dare to think that this would be where you're going to be in August here?
That was the goal. So, to say no to that question would be a lie. Because then I'd just be wasting my time. I came in here to try and prove I can play football. But to say that there was, no doubt or anything like that would be lying. You have bad days and stuff like that. You get down on yourself just like anyone else. I believe in myself. Just happy how it worked out.
Yeah. How did you find out? And then what did you do right after that?
I got word from my agent in the morning that... it looked good, and we had practice and stuff yesterday, so it was just a normal day for me, pretty much. Definitely my first time being in a professional organization and seeing, whatever you want to call it, cut day happen, kind of different vibe to the building and everything like that. I saw a lot of my friends and people that I've grown close to over the past months get let go, so it's kind of a bittersweet in that sense.
Who was the first call when you did find out and you knew it was, for sure?
When my agent called me and said that, I was at home, so my mom was working from home that day, and my dad was home, so they kind of found out, and then I called my girlfriend, so, yeah, girlfriend.
Did you see the video of the Lancaster team yesterday when the coach told the news?
I did, yeah. That made me smile. That was very cool, because, I was in that position too not that long ago, so definitely cool.
Now that you've made the team, what's the next step for you in terms of switching to a different mentality? You were obviously grinding it out just to make the roster. Now, like you said, not secure in your roster spot,
yeah,
but different role.
Yeah, I wouldn't say pressure is the right word, but something to lock in even more for. If I've, God willing, if I'm out there on Sunday, I'm going to have to make plays for this team, and, I've been a fan of this team for a while, so there's even more to, maybe than the average player. I want this team to win, no doubt, this organization to win.
So who was your favorite Buffalo Bill growing up?
I'd probably say recently it was Matt Milano, probably, over since he's been playing. So I know he's my teammate, so, but yeah. So Matt Milano, yeah.
Brandon Bean mentioned the local pro day and how that allows this organization with guys like you to maybe have a different experience, more intimate and things like that. What do you remember from the local pro day and who you interacted and met with here?
I met with everyone I see around the building now, but at the time I didn't know. I didn't exactly know. I knew who Brandon Bean was and Coach McDermott, obviously, just from watching the news and stuff like that. But I didn't know maybe all the coaches and everything like that. It's a day that people can come in, much like myself, and try and show you belong. So great opportunity.
What's it been like with the Buffalo Joe thing and just everything that's going on around town and what that's been like for you?
It's been cool. I love this city. I love Western New York. Going to Bryan, you'd ask my teammates there. I'm always talking about Buffalo and stuff like that. Maybe it gets a bad name for the weather and everything like that. But, I grew up here. I have a special attachment here. So, seeing that stuff's cool. Just like the blue-collar mentality of Buffalo. I think that's what makes it great.
How'd you get into that J.P. Losman picture? What was that all about? What do you recall from
it? I don't recall much. I know it was that training camp when I couldn't even tell you what age, but obviously very young. And they used to have, I think my mom is telling me, right, used to have like a picture tent where the guy's autograph signing tent. So, we went in there when I was little and got that picture taken.
Does it seem real that you were a member of the Buffalo Bills?
I had a lot of people tell me congratulations, kind of, just within the building yesterday. Not many like rookie tryout or even undrafted guys, period, make it. And they were telling me congrats and, I don't know if I take compliments the best way. I just kind of laugh because it's like, it doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like yesterday or today, just another work day. To answer that question, no. Yeah.
Were you like a Zubaz guy? Break tables or? How deep does your Bills fandom go?
I was never a break table guy. I've seen tables been broken before. I'd go to the grass lot. That's where me and my childhood friends would go. Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.